Welcome to the QuittingDip.com podcast, an improvised discussion about quitting nicotine by guys who have done it, using the tools they found at QuittingDip.com.
Thanks to the rabbi for that excellent intro. We really appreciate it. It's those smoky, dulcet tones. I'm Paco Slade. I'm here with Woody, a.k.a. Woodshop Dave, a.k.a. the manliest lumberjack that ever jacked. And
we're... What an intro.
Unfortunately, the money shot is getting a little too dirty, so he's not gonna be with us today, but he is here in spirit. I put on a headband just to make sure that, you know, he feels like he's still here, and he has given us a statement to read. Before I read that, did you have anything that you wanted to add before I got into that?
Not necessarily, just that it's good to be back, right?
It is. We've
taken a little break. Everybody's got busy schedules.
It's a sabbatical,
right? But no, it's good to be back here talking about important concepts. So, kind of sad that Money Shad is not around, but we'll see if we can.
He's still alive.
Yeah, I see a point. Yeah, let's clarify that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So let's go. This is from our pal Money Shots. All right. I won't disparage him by trying to do his voice, but
no.
I will try and capture some of his energy. You know, it's easy to deny being an addict in a world where everyone seems to be addicted to something. So instead of addressing an addiction, it's more like, yeah, I'm an addict, at least it's not so-and-so. I've seen that argument for many things. The least common one would be nicotine. Nicotine users, for some reason, have a hard time admitting and understanding what the word addict means when it comes to using. Addiction to nicotine is no joke. It's the kind of addiction that you are willing to pick up and hide from your family and friends to find a way to sneak a pinch in. That person is willing to do it. An addiction so common that lying to your loved ones always goes hand in hand. If you aren't willing to stop because it breaks the love of your life's heart, what makes you willing to stop for a bunch of dudes online? And that's, oh, wait, no, he just added some stage notes after that. So what do you think about that? He always comes in hot. So what are your impressions about that?
You know, it's tough to even get started on this topic, really, because
I think one thing, unless you were actually going to say something,
I was, but you go ahead, man. Let's hear your thoughts.
Thanks for
asking for my input, and so you could interject and talk over me. No worries. It's good to be back. It's good to be back, Paco.
That's what you're for.
All right, go on.
I just want to say on that last bit when you're saying, like, if you're not willing to stop for your loved one, what makes you willing to stop for a bunch of dudes online? I think a good caveat to that would be, what you're saying is it's not that those aren't good reasons, but like the main reason has to come from you, and you have to be doing it for yourself. The reason you're quitting has to be for yourself, and like it has to come from the inside. Like, external pressures aren't going to get it done, and they've never got it done. Anybody who's listening to this podcast definitely 100% has been like, I'm going to do this last pinch, and then on Tuesday, and then the next day, boom. No matter how much you fought and struggled, if it's not a part of who you are, your like motivation, your like kind of like, I want to say like spirit of quit is going to dwindle and die, because what's feeding it isn't coming from inside, it's coming from outside. And you can't expect, if you're not in charge, you can't expect to have success, I don't think.
Right. Yeah, it's like that example is perfect, because everybody that is interested in this topic is gone through that, where you tell yourself 100% this is it, and then you're all jazzed up, and you get through the first day, 2 days, whatever, and it's just a stop. And then all of a sudden, something good happens, something bad happens, and you just jump right back on it, right? And so we'd all been through that before. So it's a great question, though, because what he said at the end there, if you're not going to do it for, you know, your loved ones, like, what's the connection with people online? And I think, like, that really gets to the root of what we have going on at QD, is that you can't just take it lightly. You have to buy in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to. It's you got to make connections. You got to form the brotherhood. Then you have other people that are paying attention to your best interests. Are you coming on every day? Are you logging on? Are you interacting? Where is Paco? He has not been on yet today, right? So you have to buy in, because you're like, we're all just secretly fighting this battle for years and years, and you got to buy in with a group of people that are like-minded.
Yeah, and I think that's a great lead-in to, if you're here, what makes you post, right? Like, what makes you post your scroll every day? How do you... Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. You just froze. It was like it was an interesting facial expression you were making.
So. That I have no excuses.
I just hope you're wearing pants. So like, you know, what drives people to post, especially people with big numbers? Because I remember when I first started, I would see people with big numbers and I would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you won. You figured it out. You got it, right? And then we just had somebody, I think, with like 3,000 days fucking fuck up. I don't know, maybe more. I don't know. And somebody with 1,000 plus days. And like, I don't know that they're necessarily back on the wagon. But the thing is, what they did do was ensure, like, they didn't ensure it, right? If we're here and we're posting every day, if you're a man of integrity or lady, sorry, I don't want to disparage any of our the fairer sex,
ladies,
all three of you, yeah. I mean, wait, what was I saying? About the big day.
I believe you're talking about why you're coming on and posting. You know, why you're hitting scroll.
Oh yeah, no. So what I'm saying is, if you're posting and you have integrity, you're 100%. There's no crack. There's no room for error. You're never gonna look back and be like, oh, you know, it's been 10 years, and you know, I thought I could just have one.
Right.
Or it's been a year and like I can have just one, because I feel like I would not necessarily do that if like, you know, this site exploded and it just didn't happen. Like, I don't think I would go back, but like, if I'm here, I know I won't go back. And there's nothing that like at this later stage that like makes me more honestly, it's like fearful of like falling back into these habits. And like, so I do everything I can to make sure that I post. I do everything I can to make sure I don't forget why I'm posting. And I do everything that I can to like try and help other people get to that place. And right. You know, we have hits and misses for sure.
I think I see two aspects of it that are really important. Number one, it is if you make it a habit to be the first thing you do every day, right? So back in the day, what was the first thing you thought of back before you quit? What was the first thing you thought of? Probably using, right?
Oh, I was like, so, where am I?
Yeah,
I
don't know. You're failing the test right now. but yeah, you know what I'm saying though, right? Like, what you're replacing that with re-engaging in your quit as the first thing you're doing every day, right? So like, your mindset, it's a mindset thing. As much of it is an action, I think it's also, it's a setting the tone, the mindset, first thing, right off the bat in our community. And then there's also a functional component to it as well. And that functional component is, it is the gauge on how we actually practice accountability, right? Because what happens when somebody's not there, right? So the importance of actually taking that action and doing that outside of, you know, all the other communications throughout the day and, you know, hopping in different threads and actually engaging outside of that, that is how we measure accountability as far as, like, you know, we can see when people are missing. At a certain point, people will reach out. And you want to get to a point where it's like second nature. Now, here's an example. I think last year, I can't remember when it was, but it was like past noon or something. It might have been yourself and Money maybe texted me, you know. But it was such second nature that I was shocked in my own head. I think I might have even written back like, nah, you're wrong. I did. I was there. No, you didn't. No. I'm like, what? You know, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, there's a functional component because that's what it's all. That example right there is what it's all about. Beyond a lot of other benefits, basically, you got people that have your back, and if you know for some reason you slip, which we all make mistakes.
Oh yeah.
But people are there for you. You know what I mean? And that's how we utilize it. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people who kind of like start drifting away and like embracing complacency, they use that. They say, they're like, oh, I thought I posted. And it's like, well, great. But you didn't, right? So, I mean, that's a whole thing that we're probably going to talk about in another episode is like, how do you respond when you're pushed on this kind of stuff? Like both me and you, I think, and you more recently, I'm not as fiery as I used to be. But like, you know, it's like if somebody pushes you, your natural defenses want to come out, right? Like, like all of us are, well, I don't want to speak for everyone, but most of us are strong-willed individuals who have opinions about things. And, you know, if those conflict with people come down and hammer on you and you can feel like, you know, it's time to circle the wagons or whatever and start lashing out and being a turd about it when really you should be looking inside.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I think, you know, we've talked about it several times about my experience and how I got started and on previous episodes. But I think the tough part for people to really accept, and it was definitely the case for me, is when you first hop online, it's like you don't know anybody. Everyone's a stranger from all over the place. And then people start talking to you truthfully, right? They start actually telling you things that you don't want to hear, but it's factual. And they're people that have found success. And you're going through a rough time anyways, physically, mentally, you name it. So you're like a badger backed into a corner, right? And I remember, you know, we've talked about this, but there was, you know, one particular guy who was pretty harsh on me. And you have this mental image of, you know, just some guy eating Cheetos at his computer, like 500 pounds, you know, like
they're gourmet Cheetos.
Yeah. You know, just got nothing better to do. Just completely lambasting me. And, but if you can open your mind and look past it and realize the truths that are being told, you know, that's I mean, obviously I don't want to deviate too much from our discussion. It could be a discussion for another time, but
yeah. I think that's what I said 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay, let me just ignore what you said and go on that topic.
So did I. We're in this together.
Yeah,
we don't have money shots to corral us.
no, not today.
And I feel like I felt the spirit of, again, he's still alive, I felt the spirit of Mr. Money Shots when we were talking about what's the first thing you think about in the morning and all that, you know. And, you know, one of the things that people will talk about is how busy they are and stuff like that. And it's like I could hear him like a little devil over my shoulder, or angel, or both probably, just being like, you know, you always found time for dip.
Yep.
Always. Mm-hmm. You could post 10 times a day for the rest of your life and it won't match the amount of time that you spent wasted, I guess would probably be a better.
Yep.
The time and money you, because I mean, to get that money, you had to work. So you're, that's a lot of time. A lot of your life is being just burnt. and you can't find time to do a couple posts, extra posts a week.
Yeah.
It seems, it seems
it's the worst.
It's not a good excuse.
No,
it's terrible.
It almost makes your skin crawl when somebody busts it out, you know?
Right.
And it always comes after somebody misses like posting scroll, you know? And then everybody calls them out and says, dude, what's going on? And then it's like, man, I'm so busy. and then you just, everybody just, come on. Like it's not acceptable excuse.
I think another component of that is what we were actually planning on talking about is like a lot of times when people are trying to find excuses not to post, or it feels like they're trying to find excuses not to post. They'll often a lot of times say things that they'll get defensive about things that are said to them that they had said almost verbatim to someone else. Because we're like, you get on board and like, it's, I don't want to say it's a cult, but it's very like, it's a cohesive message. Like it is a strong, consistent message. How it's delivered varies from individual to individual, but at the core, there's that one spot. Like, what are you doing to ensure that you're posting, instead of making excuses, instead of attacking people that may use some fucking salty language when they're telling you what a bitch you're being? Like, you know, 2 months ago, you called someone else a salty bitch for doing the same exact thing you're doing.
Right.
I don't, like, to me, that is like a death knell for your quit. Right. If you can't see the hypocrisy of you lashing out at someone saying the same thing that you said to someone else, you're fucked.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. It does happen. It happens. And it just blows your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with the I don't have time excuse. You know, you're right. You see people rip on somebody and then literally 2 months later, they miss something and they're jumping in and saying they don't have time and blah, blah, blah. But like we were talking about with money, that was one of his big messages to me at first was I said it myself. I mean, that we, you know, I don't have time. That was it. He was yelling.
Do you know how much time a man in my occupation spends?
Oh Lord.
Doing my occupation.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, we all have my
I know. He was not having it, yelling at me on the phone. Like, time? How much time did you dedicate to dipping?
I think that's a great note to end on, actually, is you always had time for dip. You should make time for your quit. And you should put yourself out there in such a way that if somebody throws your words back in your face, that you can be like, oh, this is a time for me to check myself, not a time for me to be a crybaby.
Right. Yep. Self-reflection, right? Like, that's, again, coming back to accountability, people are going to tell you the truth, right?
Yep.
You just got to be willing to listen.
And also, if you're going to be someone who considers themselves to be have integrity, like, you're not special.
Thank you for listening to the QuittingDip.com podcast. None of the insights here should be considered medical advice. We're quitters, not doctors. To reach the show or contribute to the mailbag, email us at quittingdip@gmail.com or come quit with us at quittingdip.com.